Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, and welcome to our show this week on today, April 6th of 2018. Our monthly segment starts on Your Health is Your Wealth with entrepreneurs. Stop placing a clearance tag on your time and talent. That's right, we're coming to you a little radical on today, but as we do on every first and third Friday of the month, we start our segment with a moment of meditative expression. Today, I am coming to you with my voice is an instrument of God's joy. Today, I use my voice as an instrument of God's joy. I sing the song I hold in my heart. At first, the song sounds far away and faint. As I reflect on the goodness and mercy God has given me throughout my life, my song grows louder. It is a familiar tune of love and fond memories, a tune of triumph and victory over the appearance of difficulty. Thank you, God, for giving me this song to sing and to share with loved ones. As I speak to my loved ones, they hear the joy in my song. I find myself renewed in mind and receptive to spirit. I rejoice in knowing that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Thanks, God, for making me an instrument of your joy. Thank you, wisdom, in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within, and so it is. And that meditation derives from Psalms 47 and 1. Oh, clap your hands, all people, shout to God with a voice of triumph. And that captured my spirit and my heart at a very intimate and appropriate time. I went out earlier on today and realized, number one, it is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. It's not incredibly hot. It's not incredibly cold. The sun is shining. The air is crisp. And it is approximately 71 degrees. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And we are in Atlanta, Georgia. But what I failed to realize was, this is spring break. Kids everywhere. I was almost run over by a young fella on a mini bike, and it just brought a lot of joy to my heart because I'm saying I am so caught up in the activities of being an entrepreneur, running a business, day-to-day ins and outs, that I just failed to realize that we have children that are traditionally in school just having a great time. So that kind of brought a little joy to my heart, and I thought that was so funny and cute that not only that they're out there playing and really enjoying themselves, seldom do we even get to see our kids playing outside because they're always on some type of electronic device. But I am witness to the fact that I have a team, a young crowd of people running throughout the community and absolutely enjoying themselves. So that is such a plus. But again, I want to get back to today's segment and in conjunction with the daily meditation, I was most drawn to the fact that as I reflect on the goodness and mercy that has given me throughout my life, my song grows louder. And that ties in today with the spirit of entrepreneurship. Now, the theme for April 2018, our series is Entrepreneurs Stop. Please stop placing a clearance tag on your time and talent. And today I would like to encourage you to make it a habit of respectfully declining non-productive endeavors. Every entrepreneur has that moment, an experience or an epiphany, whether they got fired, whether they became desperate, they're getting fed up with the mundane of day-to-day work habits, or getting lucky enough to have that right mentor enter into their lives. Whatever the circumstance might be, there was something that inspired you to suddenly decide that you were going to stretch your entrepreneurial wings. As an entrepreneur, I know from firsthand experience that by definition, we organize, manage, and we assume the risk of a business or enterprise. Now, hear me now. As an entrepreneur, you are the one who organizes, who came up with this thought and decided to put it on paper and to formulate a life for it. You organize, you begin to manage all of those concepts that you put in place. And then there's always a financial aspect associated with starting a business. And you assume the risk of a business or an enterprise. Now, let's approach the habits, the skills, and the strategies that will foster a healthy and progressive business. I myself have been of entrepreneurial endeavors for well over 25 years, and it's taking me an extended period of time to literally grasp in my heart the importance of stop placing my entrepreneurial endeavors, my talents, my time, and my skills on clearance. And what that derives from is lack of confidence. What you are saying is, I'm just little old me. I've just got this little old product, and I really want you to support me, but I don't want to put too much pressure on you. So instead of giving me 20, just give me 8 or 9. Now, let me tell you guys, please, please, please cut that out. It is counterproductive. It is spiritually out of order. Hear me now. It is spiritually out of order, counterproductive, and it lessens the appearance of your brand versus increasing it. Now, everybody loves a nice person. Everybody loves a nice person. Everybody loves those that are humble. But we generally tend not to respect or appreciate those things that are considerably easy. So I want you to know that you're going to have to put the edge on. You're going to have to stand firm and confident in your skills, your talents, your time, and your ability. And you're going to have to move forward in that leverage of confidence. Now, when you learn your worth, listen, when you learn your worth, you will stop giving people a discount. Now, I want to say this. There's this lady by the name of Susie Orman. She's a financial counselor and a retirement expert. And I started following Susie Orman about 20 years ago. I witnessed her testimony on the Oprah Winfrey Show. But she was a female administrative assistant in a male-dominated industry, finances, and she was going through a major life change and literally broke, no money, no reputation, nobody was confident in her abilities, and she literally had to educate herself, and she was constantly fighting within a male-dominated industry. And not to say that every principle that she believes in that we have to adopt, but I most like her perseverance, her integrity, and her tenacity. And the fact that this is her passion, studying the climate of wealth, I tend to follow her a lot. Susie says that the bag lady syndrome can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Hear me now, the bag lady syndrome. This can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. She warns against people, male or female, undervaluing their own worth and putting themselves on sale at a discount price set by others. Now, we've often heard that we are the first examples. We set the first example of how the world treats us. So if you come in to represent your business with a low self-esteem, a lack of confidence, and you are constantly putting your time and your talents at a discounted rate, you are sending a message to all your consumers and to the world abroad that this is a fragile, shaky, and insecure business set of circumstances, and potentially you may not want to invest or take time in that. And I am so guilty of that bag lady syndrome. I have been a creative, artistic talent all of my life. My mother is a designer and a master seamstress, and she literally has been designing garments with me in the womb. She started as a very small child, and all of us grew up in a household where we were her little hand assistant. So this is something that I know firsthand. I also developed this passion, and I just it was so fortunate for me that that I know this is something that I am intuitively good at. So when people come to me and say, "Kim, can you, will you?" I was always saying, "Sure, I will. I'll do it." But I wasn't confident about the price associated with it. So therefore, I've got 30 plus years of experience, but I'm giving away at the wholesale prices. Why? Not because I wasn't confident in the product. I wasn't confident in myself and my brand. And without even knowing it, unbeknownst to me, I was maintaining that bag lady syndrome. And it became a self-fulfilling prophecy. Once you start it, it's a domino effect. That person tells another person that tells another person that tells another person. And everybody that calls you does not want to exceed a $20 budget. And you find yourself absorbing the cost. Remember, we're going back to an entrepreneurial as one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business or enterprise. So by maintaining this bag lady prophecy, I was constantly absorbing the financial risk of every endeavor that I entered because I was constantly giving away my products and my time. Now, branding is crucial. Branding is what you do and how you exemplify that. And it's just like Coca-Cola or Chrysler or any nationally known brand. Every time you think of those industries, you think of a solid, consistent brand. And there's no difference in between yourself. You have to set yourself within a solid, consistent brand. Know intuitively who you are. Set a mission statement and live by that mission statement. Whether your mission statement is landscaping, I am a passionate landscaper. I live on integrity. I love to see things flourish and grow, and I will do whatever it takes to make sure that happens. You could develop your own mission statement, and you lead from that and tell it to yourself every day. You never deviate from your mission statement or your brand. And that way you can foster and grow a sound, solid, strong reputation that is healthy and progressive in your business endeavor. Now, in business, brands discount a lot. Now, we all do it. But this is what I have found. It is much better in most cases to give away. Now, this is going to make you clutch your pearls. It is much better in most cases to give away versus discounting, because giving something away doesn't lessen the value. It simply creates a motivation to understand the value. Now, that old cliche, if you can't afford to give it away, don't loan it out. The same thing applies to discounting. If you can't afford to give it away, then discounting is totally unnecessary and counterproductive. What discounting does is it lessens the value. Okay, I know. I said this was worth $20, but it really is only worth $10. So if you give me $8, I'll be satisfied with that. I'll just break even. Discounting sets a horrible, horrible, horrible message. Now, there are ways that you can discount your time and your talent without sending out those negative connotations. And I'm going to give you an example. If one of your consistent and reliable customers that pays the retail value or the maximized value of your time and talent on a regular basis, it is extremely creative. It is a marketing tool for you to send them out a written form of discount voucher. that says, I thank you and I value you as my honored customer and guest. It would be my honor and my privilege to offer you, because of your loyalty, a 20% discount for future purchases. Not only does that mark them as a valued, honored, loyal customer, they're going to appreciate that, hey, with all of the work that these people have going on, they thought of me to send me this. Another way is to say, this particular voucher never expires. This particular voucher can be shared and transferred to family members and friends. So what are you doing? You're going to, you're attaching yourself to this person. Your brand is saying that we value you. We recognize your loyalty. We value you, and we are going to allow you to be an affiliate of this organization and to share this opportunity and experience with your family members and friends. So they'll go to the next person and say, hey, I know this person over here that bakes the most fantastic cookies in the world. They're kind of pricey, but because I have been a valued customer, they gave me this discount coupon that I can give to anybody, and it never expires. So that's a way to offer a discount without discounting the value of your product or lessening your brand. It's really, really, really exciting, and we're going to cover these techniques and strategies all throughout the month of April. Oh, my God, I'm ahead of myself. All throughout the month of April, because entrepreneurship is huge. Entrepreneurship is, and this is going back to biblical scriptures, but being created in the image and likeness of a creator means that you were born with a creative spirit. Everybody has an idea, and everybody is a walking enterprise. But until you nurture those skills and talents to bring that enterprise to fruition, you constantly live with dreams unfulfilled. So here at Your Health is Your Wealth, we talk about those things that are going to nurture you and position you into a better state of consciousness, into a better state of living, and to just live the best life possible. Now, you're saying, Kimberly, you talk about weight loss and eating healthy and exercise. How did you transition into entrepreneurship? Very, very, very good question. Entrepreneurial endeavors are things that I have been doing all of my life. And the reason why I keep saying entrepreneurial endeavors versus a business title is because I don't want to blog or cloud this message with my sales pitch. I do a number of things. If you want to know in any more intricate details, you can hit me up on Facebook at kimberly.silas@facebook.com. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. My tagline is Shift to Greatness. I'm also on Twitter at Kamari Sunshine, as well as Instagram at silas.kimberly. at Instagram. But you can always find me if you have any additional questions, and I would be glad to share with you any questions that you might have. But this is a platform that we want to keep completely organic. We want to keep it so that we all feel confident, not necessarily to sign on or follow someone as a particular business opportunity, but to gain the strength, the inspiration, and the motivation necessary to living a healthy lifestyle and mastering your goals. And entrepreneurial endeavors generally are those things in life that challenge you to the core, because we are myself, will take on a traditional 9-to-5 job, and you work that job as a means to pay for your cost of living as well as to finance your entrepreneurial endeavors. And if you're not strategic and extremely careful, you will find yourself stuck in the day-to-day mundane work, week-to-week, check-to-check, to pay a bill, to pay to get back to work week-to-week, check-to-check, to pay a bill, to get back to work, and those type of behaviors will last you 20-plus years of your life, and you have not fulfilled any of those passions that you have inside of you. And going back to that creative image, there is something in every last one of us. Everything that ever is started in thought. Hear me now, write it down, record it in your mental Rolodex. Everything that ever is, that ever was, started in thought. Anything, a television, a remote control, the blinkers on your car, a stop sign, concrete paved roads, everything that you see around you, other than those things that God created naturally, the grass, the trees, the birds, the sky, all those things that we've added to it started in thought. Somebody thought of it. Somebody wrote it out. They began to organize. They began to manage. And they assumed the risk of getting that idea out there. Now, these are things that we use every day. I can look around my office. Everything in here, the bookshelf, the keyboard, the poster board, the computer screen, the picture frames, the desk, all of that started in thought. So I just want to encourage you, whatever it is that you are passionate about, whatever gift that you have inside of you, I want you to not be afraid. Put it on paper to begin organizing and managing and assuming the risk. And I also want to share this with you. When you say financially assuming the risk, we are so fortunate, people. This is a highlight moment. We are so fortunate that we live in a time where you can literally start a business for under $100. We are always thinking, oh, I got to go to the bank and I got to acquire a small business loan for $20,000+. You know, yeah, that depending on the size of your business, that could be true. But when you are nurturing a talent, I'm going to use myself as a seamstress. The only thing that I have to maintain is electricity. I have to have a sewing machine. Generally, I need scissors, cutting utensils, writing utensils. But my client is generally responsible for all of the notions, the fabrics, the threads, the color scheme. Those are things they bring to you. So there are some things that you can start that you probably have all the ingredients, all the necessary experience, the time, and all of the increment details of it already in your house. So I don't want you to sit around and say, oh, well, Ms. Kim said that I really need to start organizing and managing a business and be prepared to assume the risk. I would strongly suggest starting off with a very, very, very small budget. Because if you can turn $100 into $200 or $125, you're possibly well on your way to a very, very strong business endeavor. So with that being said, I want to share something real quickly before we run out of time, because I'm really long-winded and this is what I do. I really learned to believe that it is so incredibly important that we stop discounting ourselves. Because we discount ourselves, our talents, and our time, we take a strong, strong, potentially prosperous business opportunity and we turn it into a hobby. So I want you to, and my life experiences have definitely come with a lot of sweat and tears. I've had to learn the hard way. And I've brought myself to a position in life where I am totally, totally confident in my ability. So seldom do I discount. And I have learned to give it away. And if I give it away, I give it out of love because I believe that it is an opportunity for you to find value in what I'm doing and for you to share that experience with others. So there is a strategic marketing side to giving things away. Also, I would like to say that the discounting and getting your name out there, Facebook, Instagram, all of our social platforms are predominantly free to us. When you are marketing yourself socially, it is very important that you represent harmony, order, love, kindness, goodwill. You cannot be on the social media page, turn up and being disrespectful to your virtues or your value, because what's going to happen is people will associate you, the person, with you, the brand. So you're going to have to, it's going to have to be synonymous. They're going to have to run hand in hand. If you are representing full-fledged ratchet, then by all means, then that's what you display on your social media. But if you want to represent integrity, harmony, good ethics, strong character, consistency, and growth, people want to see that. You know, I do comedy, and I have to be real mindful that what I publicly convey is does not maintain so much adult content that it is vulgar to the sensibility. So I just want to encourage everybody to just try. Next week, we're going to be talking about the 7 habits of highly successful people. Excuse me, let me rephrase that. The 7 habits of highly effective people. And we're using Mr. Stephen Covey. I love Stephen Covey. He does a series of motivational sessions, and I've been listening to him for years as well. But he discussed the ins and outs where the change starting from within. It has to start from within. This is an inside job. We can make the outside look like anything. But if you want consistency, we ask that you go from the inside out. So that's what we're going to touch on next week, the 7 habits of highly effective people. Now, with that being said, I have a guest on the line I would like to bring on, and that would be ending in 1844. Caller, are you with us on today?
Yes, I am. I didn't know that I was going to get pulled in, so I'm glad I was ready.
I'm glad you're
ready. How is everyone?
We are wonderful. How are you?
I am doing good. I'm doing great. I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm like, man, this is timely, because your first 5 minutes when you started about starting your own business, I don't know why I can't say that word right now, but your first 5 minutes really hit me hard, because that is actually what I'm in the process of doing. And when you was like, it is better to give it away than to discount it, that is something that I was thinking about, not saying discount it, but, you know, just going through how do you do this and how do you do that. But the point you made when you said it is better to give it away because you do not lessen the value of the product. And I was like, that right there is vital and key, because you never want to lose the value of the product. And when you start losing the value of the product, then you are changing the scheme of things and everything. So I do thank you for that. That hit home for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much. And whatever your business is, just please continue to tune in, because we would love to continue speaking on these issues. But it is so vitally important that we know our worth. And if
right.
you choose to give a discount, let that discount be to people who have supported you in the past, and let them
right.
know, I am sending this to you because I appreciate your loyalty. But we have reached the end of our segment, and I want to say thank you and blessings to you for tuning in on today. And to all of our listeners, we just want to remind you that we are an extension of the PRF Ministries, and we meet every Thursday night at 8 o'clock right here at blogtalkradio.com/PRF table, or you can dial in to 347-215-7934. Again, my name is Kimberly Silas, and I would love, if you have any additional questions, please don't hesitate to inbox me on Instagram, Facebook, or on Twitter at Kamari Sunshine. So with that being said, continued blessings to you all. Thanks again for tuning in to Your Health is Your Wealth. A strong mental consciousness will send you to the highest heights. And we believe that. And entrepreneurs, we believe in you. So thank you again. Until we meet again, and be blessed.